Thunder Bay. In May 2022, Prime Minister Trudeau announced new legislation to further address gun violence across the country. In an effort to keep Canadians safe, the Prime Minister introduced the new legislation known as Bill C-21. In an interview with MP Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, the Minister shared her views regarding two very pressing issues in our country today: increasing gun violence in our communities and the increasing healthcare crisis across Canada. In response to the question regarding Prime Minister Trudeau's announcement of Bill C-21, new legislation to further strengthen our gun control and keep Canadians safe from gun violence, the minister indicated her full support of the work that the federal government is doing to make our communities safe and to assist in reducing gun violence across the country. Haidu described how gun violence is an issue in Thunder Bay, but more so in larger cities. Big cities have seen the premature death of young people day after day. I see the use of gun violence reflect the need to keep communities safe, said Haidu. Haidu spoke about how this legislation is meant to address the illegal use of handguns and weapons not meant for responsible use, such as hunting and sport shooting. In terms of the use of firearms for hunting and sport shooting, when asked to speak about how this new legislation may impact on Northern Ontario communities and especially on our Indigenous peoples and communities who rely on hunting not as sport, but as an important traditional, cultural part of their lives, Minister Haidu responded confidently by saying that she in fact does not see Bill C-21 as an issue for our Indigenous peoples and communities. The new legislation is about handguns that are not typically used in sport shooting or hunting. We have had a long history with the use of firearms in Northern Ontario. We want to make sure that people who have access to firearms do so according to the law. It is about responsible ownership of guns, said Haidu. The majority of hunters are responsible and use guns responsibly, she added. The minister spoke at length about the importance of this new legislation and how it introduced red flag and yellow flag laws to protect communities and citizens from gun violence and to introduce laws to better control the use of handguns for violent incidents and behavior. When asked about whether or not the federal government took part in a process of having prior consultation with key stakeholders to discuss gun use, how best to address gun violence and the use of handguns, and how to keep communities safe, the minister described how these consultations not only occurred but how they brought forth clear indicators for the federal government, before formulating this new legislation. Minister Haidu identified several key partners who were in fact consulted and part of the conversation that led to the Prime Minister announcing the implementation of a national freeze on handguns, taking away firearms licenses, fighting gun smuggling and trafficking, and addressing intimate partner violence, gender-based violence, and self-harm involving the use of firearms. This has been an evolution. In 2015, when we were elected, there was talk about legislation around protecting communities from gun violence. Minister Mendicino, Minister of Public Safety, was consulted, as were women's groups and survivors of the mosque shootings in Quebec. These groups were extensively consulted to know how best to craft laws in a way to lead to better protection, stated Minister Haidu. It was also important for the minister to share that throughout the process of drawing up these new laws and this new legislation, that other important partners were consulted, including doctors and other medical professionals. Other stakeholders like doctors, the medical college, and the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police, who are the first ones on the scene when these shootings and deaths occur, were consulted, stated Haidu. Other areas of concern were addressed by the Prime Minister's new legislation regarding handgun freeze, and the minister spoke about this at length. Haidu addressed the concern with border crossings, in particular Pigeon River Crossing, one which most affects the people of Thunder Bay and Northern Ontario. She described how, in her view, this new legislation actually strengthens the power for law enforcement agencies to better do their jobs at border crossings. The bill actually strengthens legislation and laws increasing the maximum penalty from 10 years to 14 years for smuggling and trafficking guns. It allows for firearms registration to be shared with law enforcement agencies to better intercept guns at the border, said Haidu. In fact, $350 million in funding has been provided to strengthen the RCMP in dealing with this issue. RCMP intercepted double the number of firearms than the year before, thanks to this funding and support by government, added Haidu. The minister indicated how she is pleased to see that this legislation is working and is also helping to address the issue of violence against Indigenous women, girls and youth, and women in relationships with abusive partners. "I see the legislation is working. The red flag and yellow flag laws are important. Having guns is a way of controlling relationships in the home. Women can feel intimidated by the presence of a weapon, and it was important to work with key women's groups to make these red flag and yellow flag laws," stated Minister Haidu. "For me, it is important how the legislation unfolded and how it did not put women at greater risk. Women's groups have seen this save lives of women and protect them from the threat of violence," described Haidu. Throughout this conversation with Haidu, it not only became clear that she fully supported Prime Minister Trudeau's new legislation Bill C-21, but that the process of consulting key partners was extremely important, as was the formulation of red flag and yellow flag laws that help to further protect women facing partner violence in the home. On another note, the minister was asked to share her views regarding the current healthcare crisis that exists in Canada and in particular across the province of Ontario. "Healthcare workers are faced with long hours, shortage of staff, workplace violence and burnout from the extenuating demands of a worldwide pandemic that taxed their workload extensively over the past 2.5 years. The healthcare crisis has led to hospitals facing the closure of their emergency department and closure of their critical care centers, as well. Just recently, the Brampton Hospital tentatively had to close its urgent care early due to staffing challenges. Closing of their emergency department is also a reality faced by the hospital in Red Lake, Ontario recently, and the Geraldton District Hospital continues to look for ways to keep their emergency department open." The minister responded to questions about the current healthcare crisis, saying that there is no doubt that this crisis exists both across the country and within the province of Ontario. "First, no doubt there is a healthcare crisis and healthcare workers are tired. Frontline workers, PSWs, and anyone working at providing the care to those in need of healthcare, have been called upon and responded in an extraordinary way during the pandemic. I want to offer my thanks to them and all those involved in providing this needed care," stated Haidu. "You're right, this is a provincial issue, but the federal government has been there from the beginning. It has provided $24 billion safe restart funding to help gain more data, testing capacity, fund the creation of self-isolation centers, offset the cost of mental health concerns, streaming funding to provinces and communities," stated Minister Haidu. "The federal government continues to be there as a partner to the provinces," she added. "For me at the time, I had first-hand experience dealing with these issues as Minister of Health, during the pandemic," shared Haidu. She has seen the challenges faced by all frontline workers, home caregivers, and individual Canadians. The Minister of Indigenous Services and FED-NOR, Patty Haidu, concluded this interview and her views regarding the healthcare crisis impacting on healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, and individuals needing this vital healthcare by stating that provinces and territories must prioritize the healthcare system to ensure that we have well-paid, vibrant healthcare workers. "The federal government continues to remain a robust partner throughout the pandemic," stated Haidu.